Okay, we are finishing up the seventh parak. We are three lines from the bottom on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. So finishing up the last two blot where we have been discussing Gidulin and Iker, what's about the what. So even though we've had some maskanas along the way, the Gemara keeps asking and keeps trying to prove. So the Gemara says three lines from the bottom, Gufa. Well, we had it before. Amr Bichanina, Tirsa, Amr Bianai, Butzel Shel Truma, Shenatu. If somebody has a Truma onion that he planted, Virabo Gidula Valikaro, and the Gidulib are Marbe on the Iker Mutter, meaning the Iker is washed out by the Gidulin are Mavatal Iker, and therefore it's no longer called Truma. Lamemer de Gidule Heter Malamas Isser, is this to tell me that the Gidule Heter are Mavatal the Isser? V'hatznan, didn't the Mishnah say in Truma is Gidule Truma Truma? We learned the opposite. The Gidule Truma are Truma. It's not that the Gidule Truma turn into Chulin. Gidule Truma are Truma. So our answer is Gidule Gidule Ka'amrinan. There's a chilik between Gidule Gidule. Yes, the Mishnah says if you have actual Truma and you plant it, what comes out has the status of Truma. But if you then take that which came out, the Gidulin, and then replanted it, so you have Gidule Gidulin, two steps removed from the Iker, that's what's Mutter, that's what Rabbi Yanai was talking about, that is Mutter. Says the Gemara, really? Hanami Tanina, Gidule Gidulin Chulin. The first question was, it's wrong, the second question is, it's obvious, we know it already. So the Mishnah says, Gidule Gidulin are Chulin. So, Gidulin are Aser, Gidule Gidulin are Mutter, so what's Rabbi Yanai telling me? So Hakamash Molan Afilu Bedavar She'ein Zaro Kala. Maybe Rabbi Yanai's chiddush is that even by something that the seed does not disintegrate and the ikker is still existent and the growths come from the ikker, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yanai, that even there the gidulit are marbe on the ikker. With just the Mishnah, maybe I would have said it's only a case of zaro kala, a case that where the seed disintegrates. Kamash v'lan, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yanai, that even by something that's ain zaro kala. Again, the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'hatznan, we learned in the Mishnah that that's not true. Hatevel gidulav mutarin, tevel that's planted. How do you have tevel that's planted? How do you have tevel that's planted? It must be something that you took out of the ground and you made into a pile and you had gemar malacha by, and therefore it has a chiyuv of trumas and maasers, and now you replant it. Plain, something that grows, that's not tevel yet, as we discussed. Either it's discussed 2 days ago, either it's not tevel yet, or it's tevel that's mutter to eat. Either way, we have the machlokes between Rav Rishonim and the Rambam in the Pirush of Mishnayos. So here, tevel that you planted, it must be that it reached the stage of gemar malacha, and then you replanted it. So tevel that is planted, gidulav mutarin. Its growths are mutter bedavar shezarokala, by something that the seed disintegrates, and therefore the gidulin is considered something separate. Aval davar she'ein zarokala, but by something that the seed is not kala, it doesn't disintegrate, it just grows from the ikker. Gidulin gidulin asurin, even two stages are asur. So again, we're back to the question of Rabbi Yanai. On Rabbi Yanai, what's Rabbi Yanai telling me that the gidulin are mutter when you plant shruma? It can't be talking about regular gidulin because gidulin are usr. It can't be talking about gidulin gidulin because we know gidulin are mutter. It can't be teaching me that even ain zaro kala because we know that's not true. So what's he teaching me? So the Gemara answers, ribuya de rabu gidulin anikaro mutter kamash malon. The chiddush is Ravu Gidulin Anikara. What does that mean exactly? Machlokas Rishonim. The Mefarish here says, what does it mean? It means three steps. If it's Gidule, Gidule, Gidulin. So the last two words of the Mefarish, Dezeu Shlishi. If you have a third step, so that's what's Mutter. Gidule, Gidulin, when it says in the Mishnah, are Aser, that's only two stages. But three stages, that's going to be Mutter, and that's what Rabbi Yanai is talking about. Doesn't really say that in the words of the Gemara. The words of the Gemara fit in a little better to the Ran. The Ran, on the previous Amud at the bottom, explains that no, Rabbi Yanai is talking about a case where the Gidule Gidulin are Marbe on the Iker. When does the Mishnah say that by a Dovar, She'ein Zaro, Kala, Gidule Gidulin are Aser, that's only if you don't have a lot of growths. If the Gidulin are not Marbe, that's where the Gidulin are Aser. But if the Gidulin are Marbe, they're more, they're Rove on the Iker, so then, even by something of Ein Zaro Kala, it's going to be Mutter. Okay, so the Machlokas, Mefarish, and the Ran, what exactly this line of the last line of the Perek means. Okay, so we end that Sugya, the last two blot of being the Iker and the Gidulin, Lamaisi, you have to look in each case what we hold, because the Gemara was Mechali between Shvius and Arla and Kilayim. The Gemara really didn't come to a clear Maskana. Okay, next parak. Hadra lach another bin a yark. Kodem yayin sha'ani toim. Hayom. Yayin is considered a carbon for me that I can't taste it. Hayom, today. Eino aser ela achetechshach. So today means until it gets dark. Until it gets dark, today. Today means no matter when it is during the day that you make such a neder, it's until it gets dark. Why wine? Why did I give this example out of all the examples that I could have given? So the Shidduch Kvetza says, because usually when you make a neder, you know, if you want to be goder yourself from something, so you say from wine. Wine is what is usually associated with gedarim. Derech ha'olam lifrosh miyayin shemevi yalala la'olam. Yayin can cause a lot of problems. We're going to have at the beginning of the next Masechta. Right? No, why did somebody become a Nazir? See what happens to Anisha Sota, you're going to stop drinking wine. Wine is always associated with being go there and know there oneself. Right? A Nazir. What can a Nazir have? Anything related to wine? Find Tumma and find a haircut. But what about food wise? Wine and grapes. So that's why the Mishnah gives the example of wine. So call Yayin Shani Tom Hayom, Eno Asr El Achatech, only till it gets dark. What does it gets dark mean? Person don't really talk about it. Say shkia, is it a suffix? Ben hashmashus. Number one, Shabbos zu. But if you don't say today, what if you say this week? Shabbos zu. So let's go with Rov Rishonim first. Rov Rishonim understand this case to mean you are standing on Tuesday. You're standing on sometime during the week, and you say I can't drink wine this week. So what does this week mean? Shabbos zu. Aser b'kol haShabbos, your aser the whole rest of the week. V'Shabris lisha avra, and the Shabbos itself that's coming up goes with the previous week. Meaning, Tuesday you make the neder, so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, including the Shabbos coming up, that goes with the previous week, and therefore your aser even on Shabbos. Right? We had earlier neder can be chal on a dvar mitzvah, unlike a shvua, so it can be chal even on Shabbos. You're not allowed to drink wine. So that's how Rov Rishonim understand all these cases. And we're going to have it about the month of the year also. All these cases, the Ron and Rov Rishonim understand that you're in the middle of the month, and you're going to say also the whole month. You're in the middle of the cycle of Shemitah, also the whole time. The Ron quotes a second shot, which is actually the shot of the Mefarish. The Ron in the middle, about halfway down of the skinny lines, V'acher and Pirshu. That what does this mean, Shabbazu? It is, you're on Shabbos. It's Shabbos afternoon. And you say, Usher wine this Shabbos, Shabbazu, not the week. But that's the other shot of the Rishonim. So the Ron there says, so what does it mean? Aser b'kol haShabbos. This whole Shabbos, you're aser. And what does it mean? V'Shabbos l'Shavra. That the whole coming up week is also aser. The Shabbos, the coming up week, is l'Shavra also goes. If you say today, Shabbos zu, so then that is also included. The week coming up is also included. The Ron does not like that shot. If you look at the fifth wide line of the Ron, the sixth wide line of the Ron says, Umiyu hai pirusha lesa. I don't like that shot. What, that if you say they got Shabbos afternoon, and you say Shabbos zu, you mean the whole coming up week? That's included? To keep it the Shabbos zu, o Shavua zu kamar, lama yasub Shabbos o Shavua boim. If you're standing on Shabbos afternoon and you say, I'm also drinking wine this Shabbos, you mean the week? No, you don't. Says the Ron, you mean today. You mean this Shabbos. If you're standing on Rosh Chodesh and you say this Chodesh, so you mean that day. Yom Shabbos, v'shon shviyas show me b'hem. So the Ron asks a number of questions, and therefore he holds Pirusha Kama Iker. Rov Rishonim hold like the Ron. The case that we're talking about here is you're in the middle of the week, and you say it should be Usher this should be us at the Shabbos. So again, let's go with that pshat. So again, the whole week and the coming up Shabbos goes with the previous week. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I think, in a Shabbos afternoon shiur, the idea of the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer notes, doesn't quote the Mishnah, but our day of rest, the Jewish day of rest, is at the end of the week. Right, it goes L'Sha'avar, as our Mishnah says. Right, you say, also the whole week, it goes with the previous week. Interesting that the Umos HaOlam, outside the Jewish religion, the day of rest is the first day of the week. Right away. First day. Our day is the last day of the week, and their day is the first day of the week. So, my message by having the first and the last day. So, says the Chasam Sofer, the best is always saved for last. And the Tachlis is always at the end. When you're eating something, Lahavdil, eating something, you always save the best. Okay, you like this flavor the best, you eat the others first. You save it for the, you want to save it, that's the Tachlis. That's why you're eating this. You save it for last. So too, B'nai Yisrael, Shabbos is obviously the Tachlis. We work for Shabbos. We work, Shei Shevim Tavod, but the Tachlis, Maaseh Shemayim Va'aretz, is Shabbos. That's why, that's at the end. Umos Ha'olam. They rest in order to work more. They rest in order to make more money, to work more. So that's why first they have Sunday, and then they have the Tachlis, which is Monday through Friday. And then they rest again in order to get ready for the next week. No, we work in order to get to Shabbos. Just the opposite. The whole week we're counting down towards Shabbos. So Shabbos is L'Sha'avra. Shabbos goes by the past week, because Shabbos is the Tachlis. It goes by the end. There is a machlokas re'achronim, though, that's quoted in Yaradeya. The Taz, Simen Reish Chaf Sif Gimel. So that's what where the Shulchan Aruch quotes our Mishnah. Haya omid be'emsa ha-shavua o kodem lo. You're standing in the middle of the week. For Amar konim yayin she'i toim shavua zeh. Right, I'm not allowed to drink wine this week. Aser atashlum kol ha-shavua. It's also the rest of the week. V'yom ha-shabbos haba, aser gamkein. And the future next Shabbos is also aser. U'mutter achar b'lo she'i los chacham. And then it's automatically mutter. Okay. Says the Taz. V'nir lani is daiti. He doesn't have any proof to this. But this is the Taz's ha'ara. To if Omar Baloshan Ashkenaz Divach. What if you didn't say Shabbazu, but you said it in Yiddish? You say Divach instead of Shabbos. So what's the halacha then? It says the Taz, She'ein Yoma Shabbos Bachal Ha'isr. If you don't say Shabbazu, but you say Divach, which translated means the same thing, but if you say Divach, says the Ran, She'loshan Zehavi Loshan Yemos Achol. Vach means weekday. Nobody says Vach, even though Vach means week. Translated, but nobody uses Vach to include Shabbos. Jare Kisherotzim Lomer Shabbos Vachol. When you want to say both, you say Omrim Shabbos Unya Vach. That means Shabbos and the Vach. Memela Nisma Yom Shabbos Lagamre. Mashenki Blashin Shavua Zeh. The Blashin Shavua Nechlal Gama Shabbos. If you say Shavua in Hebrew, so that can include the week. But Vach says the Taz. Nobody says Vach to include the Shabbos. What do you say right after Shabbos? Good to Vach. What's so you're something to have a great next Shabbos also? No, he said, good vach, it means the week, it means weekdays. The hu tashlam ha-shavua, b'loshen chol hu ad ha-shabbos, b'loshen vach hu hefach the Shabbos. That's what he says. He says, though, I agree that im nearly im omar, loshen chol, shulchal basar, ein hey o vav vachin, if you say five vachin, I'm not going to eat meat or drink wine, then you include Shabbos, because that's saying a mispar, saying a number of weeks, so that's going to include Shabbos. But if you just say divach, this week, so then it is not included. Kivin, tederach, where is it? Ukumidumen, and he says, Shakena minag, matsui bazeh. He says, I think that's the minag also. That's the minag. When people say divach, it only includes the weekdays. Umikal shaken, imomid, b'shabbos, omer shiyasar love divach, is a min. Okay. Kenirli halach lamaisa. Says that the kudus a kesef, says the shach, on the taz, I disagree. The ein dvar mechrachet, no. Divach hu shavua. Translate, taz, vach means week. The Mishnah says week includes Shabbos, so vach includes Shabbos. Im ken kabbas Shabbos bechlam. V'loshen divach mora al kol shavua. U'mashakasav kubeduma shekina minog. Ah, he says it's the minog otherwise. Ein araya. Dinehida ha minog matsui. You're right, people, the minog is matsui. Mishakiba lov shalalecha basur divach. Shemutter b'Shabbos. Why is it usually mutter? That's only because that's an umdina, that's what they mean. But really, the loshen, if you don't know what they mean, and they just say divach, it should be included. But it's just that, why is that the minog not that way? Because Lashem Bnei Adam might not include it. But really, the language itself, says the Shach, Divach, you go by the translation of the words, even includes the coming up Shabbos. Okay. Let's continue. So if you say this week, it includes the rest of the week and the coming up Shabbos. Chodeshzeh, if you say this month, again, the Ran says you're in the middle of the month, and you say, it's also to me to drink wine this month. Aser b'kol ha-chodesh is also the whole month, but the Rosh Chodesh lahaba. The Rosh Chodesh coming up is not included. The Rosh Chodesh goes with the following month. We'll see in the Gemara, even the first day Rosh Chodesh. Even the first day Rosh Chodesh. That's going to be a chiddush, even though it's the last day of the previous month. Shanazu, if you say this year I can't drink, aser b'kol ha-shana, the whole year is aser, Rosh Hashanah la-asid lavo. And Rosh Hashanah is also not included. Rosh Hashanah goes with the following. So that's less of a chiddush, because Rosh Hashanah is Aleph and Beis Tishrei. The previous one was the last day of the previous month. But, lost in love. Okay, I don't know what the difference is. I looked around a little bit. I didn't find anything. Why by the month does it say Rosh Chodesh is Lahaba, and by Rosh Hashanah it says Rosh Hashanah is lost in love? What's the difference between Lahaba and lost in love? Why does the Mishnah change Lashon? I don't know. Shavuazeh, if you say this cycle of Shemitah, Aser Bakala Shavua, Vishviya Shavra, Shviyas goes with the previous, right? You have 6 and 1. So the sixth one. So Shabbos and Shavuos go with the previous. Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah go with the upcoming. So two different four cases in the Mishnah. But that's all if you say this week, this day, this month, this year. The Imam are Yom Echad, but if you don't say that, but you say one day, as also for me to drink wine, one day. Chodesh, Yom Echad, or Shabbos Achas, 1 week, Chodesh Echad, 1 month, Shana Achas, 1 year, Shavua Echad, 1 Shemitah cycle, Asim Yom L'Yom. So then that goes 24 hours. Right? That goes a complete day. If you say today, this day, then it's just the end of the day. But if you say 1 day, or one month, 1 year, so then you have to go the entire cycle, because we assume you meant one whole unit of time. 24 hours. What if you said 1 month? So let's say it's the 15th of the month, and you say 1 month. So when do you have to go till? When do you have to go till? So l'chor, you have to go till the 15th of the next month. The same time that you're making the neder now. What if the month that you're in is a chaser? So really, up until that exact moment in the next month, it's only 29 days, not 30 days. So what do you mean by 1 month? That's the machlokas we've shown him. The rush here says 1 month. He doesn't make any chilukim. 1 month means until this time next month. If you look at the fifth to last skinny line in the rush, on the bottom, klomar, the end of the line, ad shana acheres ba'oso yom, v'chein shavu acheres ba'oso yom shenadar. You go by the next exact date in the next month, the next year, the next Shemitah cycle. Exactly. Today is Dalet Cheshvan, so Dalet Kislev, next month, that's exactly when it's finished. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, no. The Rambam says, you have to have 30 complete days. That's what Chodesh Echad means. 30 shani toim Chodesh Echad, aser shloshim yom gemurim me'es la'es. Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel. That's the Lashon of the Rambam, Machlokes, Rambam and Rush. What do you mean by one month? Another interesting point. The Rishash here notes that Yom Echad here in the Mishnah means 24 hours. That's different than Yom Echad in the Torah. Right? We know Nedarim goes by Lashon B'nei Adam. But Yom Echad in the Torah, you do not say this. Where's Yom Echad in the Torah? Okay, but what is Yom Echad in the Torah in terms of Halacha? That it does not mean. Yom Echad in the Torah says the Rishash you find goes until the night. Like Yom Zeh in the Mishnah. Where's that? By the Halacha of Osova Es Beno. Losish Chatub Yom Echad. You're not allowed to shecht a child and the mother on the same day. Says the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchah Shechita in Siman Tezayin. Yom Echad Ha'amur Ba'osov Es Beno Hayom Holech Acher Alayla. Ketzah, what does that mean? Harish Shachar, Risham Tchilas Lal Da'alad. Let's say you shecht one animal Tuesday night after Shkia. I guess you used, you have to shecht with light, you shecht with an avuka. Lo Yishchot Hasheni Tchilas Lal Hay. You can't shecht the second one until Wednesday night. V'im Shachar Harishon B'sof Yom Da'alad. If you shechted the first one Wednesday late day before Shkia, Beinesh Mashus, Shachar Abeis B'tchilas Lal Hay. Right away, 10 minutes later, half an hour later. Because Yom Echad in the Torah goes by the halachic day, right? You go by the first time it says Yom Echad, Vayere Yevoker Yom Echad, right? That's the makar for Hayom Halach Achar Alayla. So the Rishash points out that here it says Yom Echad in the Mishnah, that's by Lashon B'nei Adam, but obviously in Lashon HaTorah, it doesn't go by 24 hours, yeah. If the husband hears about it, what does it say?
1 day?
Does he have what, 24 hours? No, I think he had. No, he doesn't. He doesn't. But there, I don't think it says Yom Echad. What's the Lashon in Matos? What's the Lashon by, I think, B'yom Shamo. B'yom Shamo. So B'yom Shamo can mean that day. That day. Right, B'yom Shamo. The Rishash continues and says, V'hine, im Amar Shloshim Yom. The person says 30 days. K'midume li, mashma li misugi denazir, demixas yom lamin kakula. Says the Rishash, it seems like from the Sugi Mesechus Nazir, if you say 30 days, wine does it for me for 30 days. For 100 days, the last day you could say Mixas Yom Kekula. Right, 30 days, like by a lot of by Avelos, by many other halachas, Mixas Yom Kekula, you say, and therefore if you say 30 days, so then it's really the day that you're standing on is day one, and then you have another 28 full days, and then the last day is Mixas Yom Kekula. V'chein Yom She'omid Bo'ol Oli Yom Echad. So says the Rishash, I have an irony. V'nira, tehuah din emar shnei yamim olalo, yom zel yom echad. If you say, if you're standing on Tuesday afternoon and you say, other people drink wine for 2 days. 2 days. So today is day one, and tomorrow is day two. Yom echad v'lumachar olalo gamke mizyam kakulo. You finish tomorrow morning. If you say 2 days, shnei yamim, it's finished by tomorrow morning, says the Rishash. Because today is day one, and tomorrow morning, you finish b'siyam kekulo. Ach lafi zeh, but what if you had said another samach l'shkia sachama, yechomer yom echad b'shnei yamim, v'zeh teima. If you would say, let's say, right before shkia, you would say, shnei yamim, so you have 5 minutes of today, and tomorrow morning, b'siyam kekulo always goes in the morning, so then you have till tomorrow morning. But if you're standing right before shkia, and you say 1 day, it's within 24 hours, like our Mishnah says.
So if you say one day, it's longer neder than if you say 2 days, says the Rosh Hash. Vizet tema. Doesn't answer, he just makes that a ha'ari. He says, I don't. It's a wonderment. Vizet tema. That's the Rosh Hash's ha'ara. Would it be true, you have the principle of Mitzvah Yom Kukulo on the last day, so therefore if you say Shnei Yomim, it would be shorter sometimes than if you say Yom Echad, because Yom Echad is a full 24 hours, Shnei Yomim can be today, and the beginning of the following day. That's the Rosh Hash. That's Hema. You might argue on this Rosh Hash. First of all, number one, you might say, the Birei Daf here quotes that maybe what the Rosh Hash assumes is not true. When you say Shnei Yomim, you would not say Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. Why? She'im amar yom echad yesh lo chiyach micha. I'm sorry. He gives an explanation. He gives an explanation defending the Rosh Hash, even though it's a tema. I'll give you a svara for it. She'im amar yom echad yesh lo chiyach mikach shelo amar hayom shirotza letzer atzmo biyom shalim. If you say yom echad, you could have said today, yom zeh. You didn't say yom zeh, you said yom echad. That's mashma, that's where you see that you want a full day by the fact that you said yom echad instead of yom zeh. But if you say shnei yamim, you don't have such a raya that you dafka want to extend it. You can't say, there's no other way to say 2 days. So that's why you would say there, and you're right, it could be shorter than somebody who says yom echad. But you might undermine the holy yisod of the Rosh Hash. Rav Shechter writes, in Ikve Hatzon, in Simin Yud Zayin, he quotes a question of in Rabbi Yosef Engel from Rami Panu. Why don't you say a mixi of kukulo on Shabbos? You wait Shabbos afternoon. You say to yourself, "I've kept most of Shabbos. Mixes a yom kukulo. Let me go somewhere now. Get into a car. Fast for shalom. Why can't you say mixi of kukulo by Shabbos? By Yontif, right? It's been a 3-day Yontif, right? Third day, mixi of kukulo. Why? So the Marami Panu answers that maybe Yosef Kukulo is only by Tuma and Avelos, because we want to be Mamayit then. Right? We want to be Mamayit Avelos and Tuma, but Abinyoni Kedusha, Vesimcha, Ainzab and Anachon, but something that's Kedusha, you want to be Marbe the Kedusha, you don't want to shorten it. So that's why you only say Yosef Kukulo by Tuma and Avelos. But the Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes that and just asks, but you have it by Nazirus, and Nazirus is Kedusha. Kadoshiyah. Nazirus is Kedusha. Rav Shechter quotes from Rav Salvechik a different shot, what Menachem just said. And that is, no, Mitzvah Yom Kukulo you only find when you're counting a unit of time. You don't find it on a calendaric day. If today is a specific day, then you don't find Mitzvah Yom Kukulo today. You don't find it. Lo Shayach Ela Bimelos. You find it by Ziva, by Avelos, by a Cherem. You're counting a week, a month. That's where you find Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. But by days, by Shabbos, by Yontif, where you raise it to Tisha B'Av. To Tisha B'Av. You don't say Mitzvah Yom Kukulo even though by certain other Tanesa maybe. Why? Because it's not an Api Mikra. On this day, right? B'chiyah L'doros. Stop, because there's something inherent about this day of Tisha B'Av. So that's why you don't say Mitzvah Yom Kukulo by a specific calendaric day. U'b'yom Shebeluach, Lushayach Klal Omer, Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. So that's Rav Shechler's Rav Salvation at the beginning of Simon Yud Zayin in Ikvei Hatzon. So say big year. Fine, you find by a week, by a month, but if you say Shnei Yamim, you want to say Mitzvah Kukulo? That's not a malos. That's not a counting of a unit of time. So therefore, maybe you wouldn't say. So that would be against the whole assumption of the Rosh Hash. Yeah, you had a question? That was what you were going to ask. Okay. One other point, and then we'll continue. So it says here, 1 year. If you say Shana Achas, say Shana Achas, then it's one full year. The Mishnah we're going to have in a few days at Daf Slama Gimel is going to bring up if you say Shana Achas, if you say Shana Achas, Vinis Abra. If you say 1 year, Shana Achas, Vinis Abra. What happens though if you say Shana Zeh? What if you say Shana Zeh? Sorry, let me give you the case. Let me read it from the Rambam. Where's the Rambam? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Yud, Halacha Dalid, the next halacha that we just read, V'imnis Abra Hashana, if somebody says Shana, She'ini Ochel Shana Achas, right, later on it's Shana Zu, She'ini Ochel Shana Achas, or is it also Shana Tamimim Yom Liyom? You say 1 year, it's also a complete year. What if he says Shana Achas, and then they add on a month to the year? Now it's 13 months. So, do you say Shana Achas means 12 months? Or do you say Shana Achas means to this time next year, which even means 13 months? That's again a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam says, Aser ba ubi ibura. Even in the Ibur month, still Aser. When you say today is whatever day, let's say Teshvat, so then Teshvat the following year, even though it ends up being 13 months. And the Rashba disagrees. The Rashba says, V'dafka darminan shana zu o hashana. Do you say that it means ubi ibura? Avo ba'omer shana achas. If you say 1 year, The Mishnah later on is Shana Zu, but if you say 1 year, Mistavrili, Deino Aser, Ela Yud Beis Chodesh. Kirov Shanim She'enim Ubarok. What do most people mean by a year? They mean 12 months. V'Avo Bisha Ramam Zal Kosav. Otherwise, Einam Achuvir Be'enai. Right? Shana Achas means Shana Achas. We discussed this when we speak about Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar, like this year, comes up. Parsha Zachar, we're going to have 13 months in between the two Parsha Zachars. So we had to remember last year, Parsha Kisetse, to remember to do Parsha Zachar. If you say it's Meduyik, that has to be 12 months and not 13 months. Chumra the Maram Shik. Yeah.
I mean, when you Makayash, when you don't know if it's going to be a leap year, it's like, let's say a year means 12 months. But if you know at the beginning of the year.
Oh, so you want to be Mechalik, so I want to be Mechalik. If you know it's going to be 13 months and you said a year, so then it must be this an Umdra, you mean 13 months. Maybe some, that's where the. You like the Rambam would be a case where you know about it, and the Rashba fits in. If you don't know about it, then this is a surprise on you. So then let's see. Maybe that would be like a Pesach. There'll be a Pesach that you don't know about. Okay. Either way, that's a Machlokas Rambam and the Rashba. Let's continue. So says the Mishnah, Ad HaPesach Oser Ad Sheyagia. If you use the Lashon, Oser means drink wine. Ad until Pesach, then it's Oser until Pesach comes. Ad Sheyagia till the beginning of Pesach. Ad Sheyiyeh until Yiyeh Pesach. Which maybe can be translated as, until Pesach is upon us, Aser Ad Sheyetzeh, then you're Aser through Pesach. If you say Ad Sheyiyeh Pesach. Ad Lifnei HaPesach, if you see, use the expression Lifnei, or other girsas are Ad Pnei Pesach, that's a machlokas. Rabbi Meir Omer Aser Ad Sheyagiyah, Rabbi Yossi Omer Ad Sheyetzeh. Okay. Gemara. Konim Yayin Sha'ani Toim Chulu. Somebody says, Aser to drink wine. Amber of Yirmia. Right, so the Mishnah had said, if you make a neder not to drink wine today, it's Aser till it gets dark. Says, Rabbi Yirmia, Amber Rabbi Yirmia, L'kishetechshach, Tsarich, She'ela, L'chacham. If you say, I can't drink wine today, you can't drink wine till it gets dark, and then after it gets dark, you have to go, need She'ela. You have to uproot the neder by a Chacham. Why? My taima is a gzera. Midaraisa, you need nothing. Midaraisa, you said, I'm not going to drink wine today, so after today's finished, it's finished. But midarabanan, where it goes there, that you need she'ela. Why? My taima, I'm Rav Yosef, gzera hayom, mishum yom echad. Gzera, make a gzera. If you say, I can't drink wine today, so it's usher till tonight, and you're allowed to drink tonight right away, you're going to get confused with when you say, I can't drink wine yom echad, which then is usher until tomorrow, 24 hours, if you say yom echad. So you might get confused. You might think, Yom Echad also. Oh, if I can drink wine right away tonight, it must be Yom Echad is also right away tonight. So therefore, we require She'ela L'chacham at night, so that, on a Durabana level, so that you don't get confused. Why do you have to wait till the night? It says, Dafka L'shatech Shach Tzorach She'ela L'chacham. What about in the afternoon? So the Chassam Sofer says, you can if you want, but then what you did would be for naught. Right? Do you want to uproot everything that you did already? If you wait till the night time and then you try to do She'ela, then there's not an uprooting of what you did, because basically you don't need to do anything. Everything's finished. You're just doing the She'ela as a Chumra Ba'alma. So then you fasted B'Torah's Neder, so that you would Yotzi Zayin your Neder. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Shem Yisha Kodem Nimsa She'okri Nidrul Mafreyo L'china Misana. Then you did it for nothing. Akashen Nishal Mishach HaSheicha Eni Yocholak or Neder. You can't really uproot it. Mishim She'avar Zmano. It's finished. But Chol HaSheilah, let's say you keep a Naziris. You say, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days, you're a Nazir for 30 days, and a year later, you go to a Chacha to be Oker the Naziris. Give me Oker, you did it already, it's finished. But Chol HaSheilah, Hilach Re'elam Mishim Gzerik, and Mivor Behemshach. That's what Chassam Sofer suggests, why Dafka, we wait until the night. Okay, yeah. By Truma, we discuss what happens if you give it to the Kohen. Maybe you can't anymore. There might be a point when you can't do She'el anymore. That was discussed yesterday. Could the Yisrael do it? The Urim sheet, quoted in the Ran yesterday, quoted in the Rush yesterday, whether it can be done. Oh. When is the Naziris finished? When, after you bring your Karbanos? Tiglachas, Karbanos, one of those two. Okay, so we say, if it's till the night, you have to, if it's Hayom, you have to do She'el al-Chacham at night. Omar Leis, they say to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Ihachi, if that's true, Ligz Rabbi Yomecha Mishum Hayom, when you have the opposite. So Yom Echad, where it's Aser for 24 hours, maybe you should make a Gzeira that you shouldn't be able to eat, drink wine right away in the afternoon. You have to wait till that nighttime, because you're going to get confused the other way. You know, you might think, Yom Zed just means till the afternoon. So Omar Leis, no. Hayom B'Yom Echad Michlof, Yom Echad B'Hayom Lo Michlof. Now there's a big difference. If you say Hayom and it's just till the night, then you're going to get mixed up with Yom Echad. If it's just till the night, you're going to say, oh, I can drink now. I can drink also by Yom Echad. But the other way, you're not going to get mixed up. Why? You say Yom Echad. So you already had a night that you passed on that you weren't allowed to drink the night before. So you already know this is different, because you already had a certain hecker that will remind you that this is a different type of case. Period. The Ran here brings up the issue. Look at the fifth skinny line of the Ran. Umashe nohagu achshav, tainus yachid. Says the Ran, why is it that when we have private fast days today, tainus yachid, let's say somebody fasts for a yard site. Do they have to do a she'ilah l'chacham at night? No. That's like a tainus liyom zeh. Right, a private fast day, tainus chalom, tainus yard site. Says the Ran, I don't understand. Rabbi Yirmiyah here says that if you have a tainus for a specific day, you have to have she'ilah l'chacham at night. And all of a sudden, by all of our fast days, we don't have a she'ilah l'chacham at night. Why is that? So it says the Ran, right across, right, see the fifth skinny line? So only from morning to night, you don't have to do she'ela, why aren't your goes there? Haidu mishum, shahadavar yadua, shedino shal tainis kachu. No, because people know that fast days are not regular nadarim. Ve'eni sura kishar nadarim, shekvar kavalo kacham emzmam. Chazal already told you, made certain rules and regulations by private fast days. People aren't going to get confused between a fast day and other nedarim. It's a tainus yachid. People are not going to get confused. Skipping two lines, shadine tainus v'nedarim chalukin hein v'lo asi lechlufe zeh nirali. That is the sheet of the Ran. There's a big chiluk. People aren't going to be confused. The Rashba says, he quotes part of the Rashba. And he does not like the sheet of the Rashba. The Rashba says, no, there's also a big difference. By tainus, you're not going to come to be confused with it. Why? Because tainus starts in the morning. So something that starts in the morning and goes all the way to the night, you know that's a complete unit. You know, what's the confusion of Hayom Zeh or Yom Echad? Because they both start in the afternoon. That's a very confusing. Does it end that night? Does it end the next day? So that's confusing. But Tainus, says the Rashba, that's not going to be confusing for people, because that starts by a day, by the day, and starts by the morning and continues. That's what the Rashba here says. Shlo gazel b'yom zeh shu mutter b'tchilas hayom u'mutter l'kishadachsha t'bahay ozi lichlufe avu b'kabal of Tainus shu aser kol hayom b'tchilas avat sofo. Says the Rashba, I think that's the difference. So the Ran doesn't like this, because the Ran says, so what if you have if you took a neder right before Amud HaShachar, that also is going to start the whole day, and yet you're going to need Sheila at night. So again, you might say, low plug. But either way, that was a 2 days, the Ran says there's no confusion because it's Kabbalah's Chachamim's Man. Number two, the Rashba says because it starts in the morning. A third shot, the Shalmei Nedarim say, look at the Ran himself. The Ran himself says that a neder shal mitzvah, if you ever have a neder shal mitzvah, you do not need she'ela at night. Says the Shalmei Nedarim. Taneisim, another nedarim shal mitzvah. Nedarim shal mitzvah, you wouldn't need she'ela. So that's a third pshat that you would say. The Ran himself says this. Mehai time, the Ran says this later on, that Misha mitzvah would be okay. So that's what he assumes. If you say fasting is your mitzvah yourself, your nikra kadosh, your mitzvah kavit, that's his assumption. That is a mitzvah. Vaiter, Amar Avino, Amar Li Mareimar, Hachi Amar Avuch Mishpeh Rav Yosef, your father said in the name of Rav Yosef, Kaman Az Lashmai said to Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, this Rav Yirmiyah who says that you have to do She'ela at night after you say Yom Zeh, who's it going like? Kareb Nasan. It's going like Rav Nasan that we had yesterday and then we had earlier, Daf Chaf Beis. The Tanya Rabbi Nasan Omer Kol Anoder Kilu Bana Bama VaMakayim Kilu Makter Olea. Anybody makes a nether as if he builds a bama, and if you are Makayim your nether, as if you sacrifice on it, you're Makter on it. Ma Kesher between Rabbi Nasan and Rabbi Yirmiyah do Sheila at night. What's the connection? So the Ran explains that really there's not such a dimyon between Hayom and Yom Echad. Really, people aren't going to get confused. So just for the reason of confusion, we wouldn't have made him have Sheila at night. But once he's doing something wrong, Rabbi Nasan, once we say it's Kilu Noder, so then that's good enough of a reason to be Konesim. So again, really, the Gzera would not have been good enough to motivate us to make that rule of She'ela, but once we have this other issue of, we'd rather you not keep your Ned there, so then that's why we say, that's the connection between Rabbi Nasan and Rabbi Yirmiyah. Why don't we quiet by all Nadarim? But here there is a little bit of a chash of confusion, just not a full chash. Put them together, so then that would be good enough. Okay. Remember yesterday we mentioned the Meshech Chachma about a Neder and Bama. Not going to repeat that, but I didn't repeat the Ran. The Ran on Daf Chaf Beis. What did the Ran say, the connection between the Neder and the Bama? Both cases, says the Ran, Chaf Beis and Aleph, are cases where people think they're doing something right. People think they're doing something positive, and yet they're not. right? Looking at it in context, they think a neder is good. They think a bama is good. So the Meshech Chachma yesterday gave a little more. It's just that is it mishum geder at a time when you're not supposed to make a darim. But that's the Ran if you remember on Daf Chav Beis. The Maharal also has a beautiful insight. The Maharal says, what's the connection? A neder and a bama. This is the Maharal in Yevamos where this comes up on Daf Kuf Tesemah Beis. The Maharal says that neder and bama are both symbols of pirud, of separation. Separation from the klal. You're no there, you're separating yourself, and a bama. Kizesha no there mafrish as woman a klal kilu osala atzmo Torah chadasha. Volakach domela bone bama, shepirish miam is beashal tzibur vasala atzmo bama mishala. So that's the Maharal, the connection between them. So you have the Meshech Chachma, and you have the Ran on Daf Chav Beis, and you have the Maharal miprag in Yevamos. Okay, let's go weiter. Shabbos u'asa b'chol Shabbos kula. So the Mishnah said, if you say this week, you're us for the whole week, including the coming up Shabbos. Pshita, isn't it obvious? Ma'ala tema yomi d'shabza ka'amar. You might say, no, you're only including yomi d'shabza. Or the Ran's girsa is yomi d'kame shabza. You might think that it's only including the weekdays before the Shabbos. Kamash one, it's even including the Shabbos. Chodesh u'asa b'chol chodesh u'rechodesh laba. If you say this month, the whole month is asur, but not including the coming up Rosh Chodesh. Pshita. Again, it's obvious. Ki Yisrachel lechodesh chaser. Oh, what's the chiddush? If it's a chodesh chaser, says the Ran, this is really this word is incorrect. If the next month is chaser, meaning this one is malay, that's what really the Gemara means. If this one is malay that you're in, meaning ma'od the tamer rosh chodesh l'sha'avar have velitzar, you might say that the first day of the rosh chodesh coming up, which is really the last day of the previous month, right? Whenever there are 2 days of rosh chodesh, we know that the first day is really the 30th of the previous month, and the second one is the first day. So you might say if you make a neder to rosh chodesh that the 30th day, which is Rosh Chodesh, goes to the previous month. Kamash Mala, no. Kari Inshi Resh Yarcha. People call that. They say, when's Rosh Chodesh this week? They say, when's Rosh Chodesh Adar? Right? Even though the first day is really was really Shvat, doesn't matter. People call it Rosh Chodesh Adar, so if people make an Adar to Rosh Chodesh, they mean up until and not including the first day of a 2-day Rosh Chodesh. Says the Ran, that's why there are like, let's say, five, 1 minute for each application. The Ran says that's why when you write a shtar, you're writing a shtar on the first day of a Rosh Chodesh, you say Rosh Chodesh, whatever, of the coming up month. You don't say the last day of the previous month, because that would be confusing. That would be confusing. People don't call it the last day of the previous month. You write Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. You don't say the end of Kislev. And the Ran even adds, on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, you say the second day of Kislev in Ishtar. And on the first day after Rosh Chodesh, you say the third day, and you keep going, says the Ran. The Meiri says, you don't go that far, come on. On the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, fine, I'll give it to you. That you say the first day of the month or the second day of the month. But after that, what Purim is a day later? Says the Meiri, 1 second, says the Meiri, you don't go that far. You quote it, you go up until the point. But once you say, number one, by Shtaris. By Gittin, the Ran quote, by Gittin, we don't want to have any confusion, so you write both. You write the 30th day of the previous month, which is the first day of the next month. By Gittin, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer. By Gittin, you write both. The Rama says in Yoredeya, if you make a neder that I'm going to do something before Rosh Chodesh, before the next month, you have to do it before Rosh Chodesh. Even though the first day is the previous month, you have to do it before Rosh Chodesh. I'm not going to look it up again to save time. Reish Ches Siv Dalid, before Rosh Chodesh. The Radvaz has a tshuva. Again, this is all based on our Gemara. Misha nishba lefro lechavir b'chodesh b'cheshvan. I promise to pay you in cheshvan. Im chayav lefro kodesh yikarnes Rosh Chodesh, shehu sov b'cheshvan. Do I have to pay you before the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which is still cheshvan? Says the Radvaz, yeah, you got to pay before that. Because people call that Kislev. People don't call it cheshvan. So if kari adata, ki b'nedar mishvus halach achol hashem b'nayadam, v'rosh chodesh kislev kari lei, v'lo sov cheshvan, hilga chayev l'kayim shvuasa kodem sheyikanes rosh chodesh. That's what he says. He says, mestavroli, shem amr shvua shepar lacha kodem sheyikanes chodesh kislev. You don't say, I'm going to pay you before kislev. But you say, before we enter into chodesh kislev, okay, then maybe you have a little more flexibility. You actually mean the month. But that is the Radvaz. One more. This comes up. What happens if the Magen Avram is a case? Mishenolat Simin Nun Hey. Mishenolat Biyom Echad Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Somebody's birthday is Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Lamed Cheshvan. Anybody's birthday? Lamed Cheshvan. And then his bar mitzvah year, there is no Lamed Cheshvan. There is a lot of Cheshvan. When's he bar mitzvah? Is he bar mitzvah on the last day of Cheshvan? Or first day of Kislev? Because first day of Kislev is what people call it when he was born. So he says, Mimanu Shachin to wait till the next day anyway, because you need 13 complete years. Either way, he brings up that issue. So you go by Lashon B'nai Adam. Let's just do two more lines, and I'll take your question. Says the Gemara, Shana Zu Asa B'chal Shana Kula. This year, also the whole year, but not Rosh Hashanah. Ibai Lu, Amar Konam Yayin Shani Toim, Yom. What if you say Yom? You don't say Hayom, and you don't say Yom Echad. You just say the word Yom. My Dine. Kahayom, Oki Yom Echad. Which one? So Tashma Mimasizim, Lashon, prove it from our Mishnah. First, our Mishnah says, if you say Hayom, Ein Aser El Ajatechshach, today means until you get dark. So Hayom, Yom Echadami. So Yom would be different, it would be like Yom Echad. Ema Seifa, but from the Seifa, Amar Yom Echad Aser, Mi Yom Liyo. If you say one day is Aser 24 hours, Hayom, just Yom, would be Mashba, Kayom Dami. So Elami Halakal Masha Mina. So the Mishnah says two cases, not the case of Yom. So you can't bring any Rayas from our Mishnah either way. Yeah. So where do we say Aleph Derosh Chodesh Kislev? Okay, Aleph Derosh Chodesh Kislev is better than, you're not saying Lamed from the previous month. We do, in Shtaris we say... Okay, Aleph Derosh Chodesh Kislev, it's similar. Right, in Achinami. I mean, we discussed this also, we'll finish with this, by blowing shofar in Elul. One of the three reasons we blow shofar in Elul, if you remember, is so that we don't miscalculate again. The Torah quotes three reasons in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. We don't miscalculate. Moshe Rabbeinu went up. We don't want to miscalculate with the Egel. So we have 40 days. We go all the way from Rosh Hashanah from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. Two problems. Most people stop at Rosh Hashanah. Nobody blows during Hazeres Shuvah, so you're going to lose 40 days there. Second problem is, even if the Rokeach quotes him enough to blow all the way to Yom Kippur, but you still only have 39 days, because Elul is always Chaser. El is always chaser. We start blowing on the second day. So some achronim, the Chida, I think, and others say maybe we should start blowing on the first day, Rosh Chodesh Elul. Still Rosh Chodesh Elul, and then you're going to get 40 days. Others say, no, it just means even though it's going to be 39 days, you still start the same day, Aleph Elul. There are other answers given. Maybe that year Elul was Ma'ubar. Okay, let's stop here, and we will continue. Today's shiur was sponsored by the Silverstein family, the Zechon Ishmael, Yisrael Mordechai Ben Dozev. And remember tonight, special shiur in Yanni Big Day Kahuna. Big Day Kahuna. With dinner, sponsored by the Kohanim? Okay.